Well, we are here in Washington, D.C. for a couple of days as part of the county president's trip. As a trustee, what does it mean to you to be a part of this trip?
Well, it's a very important part of our political process that we have with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. This is the 66th year that we've been coming to Washington, D.C. We invite all the county presidents on this trip. So we've got anywhere from 80 to 85 county presidents here. And our main focus is to talk to our representatives here in the nation's capital about our policies that we voted back on our annual meeting this past year. It's a very important process that we have to implement our policies that we set forth as far as the Federation is concerned.
Keith, have you identified certain policies that you want to spend a little time visiting with the elected officials about?
Well, every year is different, but in turn, we do have some main policies. This labor issue, the child labor issue, is a very important issue that we have this year, and we'll make sure it's very clear to our elected officials that there's some issues with that, and we need our children to help us on the farm back home. So with that in mind, we think there's some major flaws in the current rulings with the Department of Labor.
In fact, you'll be delivering some comments on those proposed changes to the delegation.
Absolutely. Our state staff does a great job initiating certain incentives for this group. And with that in mind, yes, we all have made some comments, personal comments from back home, how it affects my farm back home as far as this labor issue is concerned. And we've written all them down in a booklet-type form. All the county presidents signed that book, and we're going to distribute them to our elected officials in the next day or two.
You mentioned this is the 66th year that Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing county presidents here to Washington. Obviously, you think it makes a difference.
Absolutely. And I would say another big issue that we have on the table this year is our farm bill is up. And with that in mind, we've got a lot of possibilities as far as changes in the farm bill this year. So with that in mind, we definitely want to talk to our elected officials on them proposed changes in the farm bill as well, too.
Is this a perfect example of a grassroots organization doing what they should be doing?
Absolutely. You know, and that's our founding a foundation of our organization is a grassroots organization. And with that in mind, you see it here. You will see it here today, tomorrow, and then Wednesday. People from back home in the counties coming to our nation's capital and indicating to our elected officials how we feel the policies of our culture should be.